If you ever want to review the shiur is now going to be available on YU Torah as well. Now that me and Jack learned how to do it, very exciting moments in our lives.
Speaking of, where is he?
You don't want to embarrass him. Where is that guy? Anyway, yes. It says in Pasuk, Ki Vamoed. Okay, so if you recall last time, which was, we did a shtickle review. We did a shtickel review last time, which was actually very geschmack for me to be able to go through the entire Masechta. We were trying to review the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, where on the one hand, Rabbi Yehuda, we were trying to figure out whether or not Rabbi Yehuda, with that virtue of the fact that Rabbi Yehuda had a contradiction, the contradiction was only a contradiction if he held within the Shita of Mashkin Shezavu. Otherwise, the whole Shita never got off the ground. And the fact that they asked the Stira showed you he held that particular way. And it was all one reason. Okay. Ravina, now we're going to give an additional teretz to the Stira. We're going to give an additional teretz to the Stira of Rabbi Yehuda. We're picking it up from Gimel Amid Beis. We're picking it up from Ravina, which is approximately 6 lines from the top. Good morning. Good morning. Says the Gemara, Ravina Breyed Rav Ula Amar, Hacha Betarnegolas Haomedes Lagadol Beitz. And we're talking about a chicken that was around, not to be shechted, but to be had for eggs, which means the chicken is muksa. Rav Yehuda Latamei, to Islay muksa. And we're going not according to, don't ask it as a stira, but we're going according to Shitas Rav Yehuda, who holds there's such a thing as muksa, and therefore that even the beitza that comes out of it is going to be muksa as well. Okay? When it comes to mashkin shizavu, that's nothing to do with this, and therefore there is no contradiction. Now the Gemara is going to ask Akasha from some of the shitos that we answered as to why a beitza is nola b'yomtiv. I'm going to tell you an introduction. We're going to get into a whole discussion about something called tarevis. Tarevis means combinations. A couple of rules about taroveses, okay? Combinations. We're in the base medrash. Okay. So we're on Gimel of Beis, approximately 8 lines from the top. A taroves, a combination, a mixture, is a suffix. We traditionally say suffix da'araisa l'chumra and suffix da'rabanan l'kula. Okay? Now, based on that, Rabba holds that the reason why the egg that's born is al tzachana, that could be da'araisa. But if you hold the Rav Yitzchak or Rav Yosef, that the reason why the egg is usher on yantif is either because of mashkin shezavo, or because of the liquid that emanates, or because of the perish shenoshu, the fruits that fell off the tree, then it will be a darabana. So if you held like Rabba, then the suffix in the taroves, in the mixture, da'araisa, we would go l'chumra, and it makes sense why it's usher. But if you held it's darabanan, in a suffix, we should say it is mutter, because of the principle of suffix, darabanan, l'kula. Okay, so these are some of the principles you need to know. Now, whether the egg was born on Shabbos or Yom Tov, also you can't move that egg. Not to cover up the kli. They didn't have bottle caps in the olden days. So what you do on top of a kli to make sure that everything was protected? You took the egg and you put it on top of the bottle cap, and that, on top of the bottle, so they had a bottle cap. What else did you do? You didn't move the egg, v'leilismuch bakare hamita, not to lean the bed legs on top of the egg so that it should stand up straight, right? They didn't have beautiful floors like we did. They had tilted floors. So how do you make sure that the egg was, how do you make sure the bed was straight? You'd stick something underneath the legs of the bed, namely an egg. What? Magic. Right? No, a hard-boiled egg wouldn't crack. I mean, a hard-boiled egg would crack, but I don't know. Good kasha. Kasha on the Mishnah. I don't have a terrace. Vayter. But you would. But you can cover the kli. You can put a kli on top of the egg so it shouldn't break. For example, the egg was just born. You can't just leave it lying around, because what would happen if you have an egg lying around on a floor? Somebody would come and step on the egg. And what would happen to the egg? Crack. So you take a bowl, you put it on the egg. Okay? And even though there's a rule, traditionally, you can't move something and put it on top of something muksa. Because then what you're doing is, you're making that kli, which you put on top of the muksa item, you're making that kli muksa. And then that kli is no longer able to be moved. So traditionally we don't say that, but here we do. Avakovalev is a kli b'shvil shaloy tushaber. Okay? Because he holds, you're allowed to move something, even for something that is not able to be moved. Ubisfeika, underline this word sfeika, because this is where the whole conversation is going to go. If it's a suffik, if it's usr or mutta the egg, it becomes asura. That egg becomes usr. That's suffik, that's case number one, which we're going to be interested. And case number two we're going to be interested in, if that egg becomes mixed up with other eggs, then this arba, this potentially usr egg, be'elef, with 1,000 other eggs, kulan asuros. All of the eggs become usr. So, now the Gemara says, wait a second, who does this Mishnah sound like? I gave you the principles. Who is this Brisa going to sound like? Which reason does it sound like? We say the combinations, the taroves becomes usr. Who was that like? That we only say that if the egg is usr what? Did? The araisa. Because we would say suffik, the araisa, lechumra, and not lekula. But according to Rabbi Yitzchak and Yosef, since it's only the Rabbanan, even in a combination, that egg gets mixed up with other eggs, we should say it's mutter, says the Gemara. You ready? Bishlam. What? So we did, it's funny, he doesn't even talk about the first one. It's machlekes, right? It comes from Psukim and Navi, but it's funny, the Gemara doesn't even talk about, according to opinion number one, right? We had four reasons why this egg is potentially usser, right? The first one was the muksa one. Doesn't discuss, it only discusses reasons 2, 3, 4. Good. All right. Anyway, Bishlama, it makes sense. It is up and it is good. That's the way I translate Bishlama. Bishlama the rabba, according to reason number two, the Amr Mishum Achana, who holds that the reason why the egg is prohibited on Yantif, it's Al Tzachana, and that's a Da'araisa. So Sveika Da'araisa, have a Sveika Da'araisa, it's a Safik Da'araisa, and called Sveika Da'araisa L'chumra. And all sveikos, all doubts in a din da'araisa, we go l'chumra, and now I understand why that egg is going to be usr. El, in the case of suffik, el Rabbi Yosef, ul Rabbi Yitzchak. But according to Rabbi Yitzchak, who both say it's a reason al tzgzera, whether because of the liquid that emanates, or because of what? Or because of the egg that comes out of the chicken, because of mashkin shezava, or the fruits that come off the tree, de amre mishum gzeire, they only hold it's al tzgzera, which is a din d'rabbanan. The halacha is sveika d'rabbanan, who? Sveika in a d'rabbanan. And kol sveika d'rabbanan, we would go l'kula. And all sveikas d'rabbanan, we would go l'kula. So it sounds like from that Mishnah, the reason of Rabba is the reason, winning reason, and the reasons of Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yosef are not the correct reasons. Good morning. So says the Gemara. The Gemara gives a teretz. Seifa, the seifa of the Braisa, that prohibits the Beisa, Asim l'safik treifa, must be talking, we're not talking about a suffix of whether it was born on Shabbos, Yontif, or during the week. We're talking about whether it was a suffix, whether or not the egg came from a treifa chicken. What is the definition of a treifa? I'm undoing now about 20 years of education for you guys. A treifa is not something that is not kosher. A treifa is an animal that's kosher, that had a sircha, that had a legion on its lung, and therefore wasn't going to live for another year. That's a treifa. And therefore is not permitted to eat. Is not permitted to eat. I don't want to use the word not kosher, right? Because it technically comes from a kosher species. This particular one. Anyway, a pig is not kosher, right? This is a treifa. Anyway, so we're giving the following teretz. So we're saying, the Gemara says, the brisa that asers the beitza al tzasafik is asun l'safik treifa. It's talking about a safik treifa, so which is a safik, not in a derabanan, but rather in the araisa. It's a suffix, the araisa. So since it's a suffik da'araisa, that's why you can't have the egg alt a suffik. So says the Gemara, if the suffik case is talking about a da'araisa, ihachi ema seifa. If that's true, let's take out the seifa. It's only a case of treifa. This arva be'elef. If that one egg got mixed together with 1,000 other eggs, how could that happen? Very easily. Mass-produced eggs, right? You ever go to like a chicken egg store, whatever those things are, where they produce them? Tons and tons of eggs, right? So let's say this one... What? You never gone with your family like on like random trips, Cholamoy trips, to see random stuff? To see factories. Yeah. I've been to 50 factories in my life. Best factory I ever went to? I'm embarrassed about. It's the Ben and Jerry's factory, coolest factory. Anyway, okay. It was a long time ago before I knew. Anyway, Iachi. If that's the case, Ema Seifa. This Arva Be'elef Kulan Asurus. Each and every egg is Usur. Wait a second. If it was a Trefa, would it be Usur? There's a halacha. What's the halacha? It's called Batal Be. Batal Barov or Batal Bashishim, right? 1,000, it's going to be still be Asr. Says the Gemara, I amar bishlama safik b'yomtov safik b'chol. I understand in the Taroivis case that it will be Asr on Yontif if it got mixed together with an egg that was safik, whether it was born on Yontif or whether it was chol. Why? Honey, what's called? You ready for this new principle? We're going to learn a lot of principles today. Underline this one. Dover shiesh lo matirin. What is a dover shiesh lo matirin? It's exactly what the words mean.
Something that will be mutter.
Meaning, when we have a mixture, a taroives of treif and kosher, so it'll never become mutter by itself, right? I could wait as long as I want, so therefore I have to come to a principle where the mixture itself becomes permissible based on, you know, for playing the odds game. But if it was an egg that was born in Yontif, when does that egg become permissible?
After Yontif.
After Yontif. So this is what's called the Davar Sheyesh Lo Matir. So there I understand why on Yontif it becomes Usur, because I have a simple solution to the whole problem.
Wait.
So I understand if one egg gets mixed together with 1,000 good eggs, that it's Usur, if it was a Suffolk, whether it was born on Yontif or not, because that's what's called a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. And the Gemara says, called Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin afilu be'elef loy batal. And a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, even when it gets mixed together with 1,000 eggs, it never becomes nullified. Eliyamar Tzofik Treifa. But if I say this egg got mixed together with 1,000 other eggs, is a Tzofik Treifa, asks the Gemara, Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. If I wait around, it'll never become permissible. Tibatel Beruba. It should become nullified Beruv, with the majority. When you have what's called the there are multiple, I'm going to teach you a little bit of your day here. There are multiple kinds of mixtures, taroveses. There is something called yavish b'yavish, and there is something called lach b'lach. Yavish b'yavish means each item remains independent, right? You have eggs. See, it's not like the eggs get mixed together. There's this egg, there's that egg, and they're all in one bowl. That's yavish b'yavish, as opposed to chicken soup, when everything gets thrown into one thing. So we have different principles and different rules for them. But by yavish b'yavish, we say tibat la baruba. What?
Isn't mata like
mata?
Like true
and demai.
No, that's...
What is... I'm sorry. Mata?
Like true and chumash, isn't it called like mata?
Demai.
That's a suffix
truma. Suffix truma, yeah.
So like no truma chum mixture.
Mata. Could be. You have to go through the mishnayos over there. Demai.
Egg with a treifa just have blood in it? Is that what it is?
No, the treifa comes from a chicken that was, we can't have
so
that egg.
You can't tell anything about
that. Right, in other words, right. Again, Agav, when you know, whenever you crack an egg and put it, you know, you make yourself hard-boiled eggs, you should do one egg at a time, because in case one has blood, you want to make sure, okay, get rid of that one. You don't want to mix them all together. Anyway, the Gemara is going to give an answer. The following. Again, another principle, and this is going to be very challenging. It's going to take us over to Amud Aleph. But you have to know one thing. The reason why we're not going to nullify this egg is because of the shita that holds. Something that is very chashuv never becomes nullified. So, the egg, there's going to be dispute as to what is the nature of, when do we say of the nature of eggs? Or what is considered chashuv, I should say. What is considered important? And there are going to be two possibilities. One is es shadarko limanos, and one is kol shadarko limanos. Es shadarko limanos means that which I always count, and kol shadarko limanos means that which sometimes gets counted. An egg is in the category, my daughter calls me strong. The egg is under the category of something that sometimes gets counted. So, according to one opinion, since it's sometimes counted, it's chashuv, and according to one opinion, it's not chashuv. This Gemara that says that an egg never gets nullified is going according to the opinion that says that is sometimes, even though it sometimes gets counted, it is considered chashuv. And now we're going to read through this Gemara. It's going to confuse you like heck. But that's fine. Just know that the principles are that in the end of the day, we're going to hold that since the egg is chashuv, it never gets nullified. And that's why, even though it's a treifa, and under normal circumstances, treifa is tibatel beruba, in this case, it's not going to be nullified beruv. Okay? I want you to make sure you listen to that tomorrow before you come to shiur, because we're going to blitz through that tomorrow. Anyway, let's see. V'chi tema. Now, whenever you see v'chi tema, what is that telling you? What are we going to have? No. What is v'chi tema? Know this. Because whenever you see v'chi tema,
anticipates and deflects it.
Ooh, anticipates and deflects it. I swear, I was going to give an answer which we're going to reject.
That's what our article says.
That's what our article says. But in my language, it's an answer which we're going to reject. Okay? V'chi tema. It's a havamina. V'chi tema. If you say a beitza chashuva, loy betala. If you're going to tell me that a beitza is chashuv and therefore doesn't get nullified, ha nicha, this works out well, limander kol shadarko limano shaninu. That the Mishnah that taught us what is considered chashuv is anything that gets counted. That works out well. But if you hold that the only that's considered chashuv is something that you exclusively always count, what could one say? Because an egg, you don't always count. Now, the Gemara is just going to say over the Mishnah that said over that dispute as to what is considered chashuv, eshadarko limonos, a kol shadarko limonos. Okay, so we're still in this answer that we're going to reject. Disnan, that it says in a Mishnah, Mishayla Chavili Tilson, somebody who has bundles of a small legume that you use as sort of a spice to sweeten up your pot. Shal Kilaya Kerem, that was made from a mixture which is inappropriate. Yidalku, it becomes Aser Bihana by Kilaya Kerem. This Arvu Bacheris, if that gets mixed up with other things, and acheros, and then mixture becomes mixed together with another mixture, and that mixture gets mixed together with another mixture, says the Gemara, kulan yidalku. You have to burn them all. They're all inappropriate. They're all asr. Divrei Rav Meir. The Chachamim Amar, no, ya'alu. They become batel be'achas mumasayim. 1 in 200. Why? What's the nature of their dispute here? Rav Meir Omer, eshadarko limonos mekadesh, that which is exclusively counted, that it becomes asr other thing. V'chachamim omrim eino mekadesh. No, there is a very exclusive list of that which asrs things in a mixture. El shisha dvarim bilvad and Rabbi Akiva omer shiva. And we'll continue tomorrow with this. I'll give a long introduction again, but please make sure to review these principles that we have set up because it'll go into tomorrow. Zayge zutn shtark. Everybody have a wonderful, amazing day.